major errors, and I've put in a few commas. I haven't had it read by an editor, and I haven't done my usual work in polishing and shaping the story. That's because part of the metaphor of the whole story is that it is taking place during NaNoWriMo, and the exhaustion and the numbed mind are all part of the story. It is what it is. After sending the story to you, Howie, I told him that NaNoWriMo War Z is not the story I want to be remembered for. In fact, if someone told me that I could pick out any of my works and have you, Howie, read it, this little short story wouldn't even be in the pile I would consider for such an honor. I'd send him Wick or Futurity, probably Wick. But circumstances played a dirty trick on me, and NaNoWriMo War Z is my entry into the challenge. This is what I wrote in about 20 hours of typing over 2 days, warts and all. I hope, if it accomplishes nothing else, that it makes you laugh, at least once. Chapter 1. NaNoWriMo. I hope no one submits a stupid zombie novel. You know someone will, Carol, Mark Wagoner said as his eyes scanned his tweet deck page. Tweets and retweets, hot, angry, and dripping with vituperation, rang up on his screen like fireworks exploding in a black night sky. That's one of the things about indie publishing. It's a perfect reflection of the free market. As long as zombie novels are selling big and as long as The Walking Dead continues to be a hit series on American television, then writers are going to follow the dollars. I hate to say it, but zombies are capitalism and we should embrace that. Well, as long as I don't have to read any of them, Carol replied, casually rubbing a finger along Mark's arm as he fired off a tweet. I find them to be vulgar and rude and the last bastion of lazy writers, she added. Carol had a thing for Mark, but what she didn't know is that her thing was never going to be reciprocated. Mark ignored her like he ignored MySpace, and that wasn't going to change. Carol was a fair writer, a dynamic dresser, and a valuable member of the Colonel magazine staff. But Mark was a gay, Roman Catholic, Jewish man, and Carol was never going to be his type. Besides, he had an e-magazine to run, and that was a tough enough job without bringing romance into the mix. That, and he was irrecoverably gay. The Colonel magazine was on the very verge of a breakout, and Mark was hoping that NaNoWriMo, his own brainchild, was going to be that breakout. NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writers Week, started as a joke around the office. A few of the writers were poking fun at NaNoWriMo, the National Novel Writers Month, a peculiarly American novelty where over 100,000 fledgling writers sit down and encourage one another to write a 50,000-word novel in a single month. What good can come from a gaggle of under-talented and culturally challenged hacks vomiting out 50,000 words in 30 days? One of the colonel's staff writers had asked. Are they 100,000 monkeys trying to accidentally pen a Shakespearean sonnet? Actually, Cyrus, Mark said, correcting the young and self-impressed junior editor, some damn good novels have come out of NaNoWriMo. Maybe it's happened accidentally, like with the monkeys in Shakespeare, but there was some silver in there with all the dross. Well, maybe I'll stay up some weekend drinking Red Bull and eating teaspoons of sugar and I'll write a novel that'll make me rich. Cyrus sniped back arrogantly. It would never work for you, Mark shot back, because you'd have to have some drive, initiative, and a willingness to look at the monolithic publishing industry dead in the face and say, whatever, man. I don't think you have it in you. But maybe, just maybe, there are some people out there that do have it in them. What we should do is sponsor a NaNoWriMo. We will stand for weekend. We can do it over a weekend, maybe 28 to 30 hours of actual writing. We'll hold it here in the office, and we'll offer pizza, coffee, and maybe beer and wine when it's all over. A novel? In a weekend? Carol had asked. You've lost your mind. You might as well just download a random word generator app for your iPad and program it to spill out 50,000 words. What a glorious waste of time. It wouldn't need to be a full-length novel, Mark said. It could be a long short story or a novelette? NaNoWriMo? Cyrus said, sneering again, because sneering is what he did best. That won't be a writing exposition. It'll be a typing contest. Good, Mark said. So we're all agreed. This is exactly what we've been needing around here. A show